Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Holly Wade back on the show. Holly is Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, NFIB.com, that organization I've been telling you about since day one of the show, an organization I was a member of before, for years, almost a decade before I even started doing this show. That's how much high regard I have for them. And they are the possessors. Holly is the driver. She's the queen behind the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, which is the gold standard, the half-century gold standard for small business sentiment. It doesn't get any better in the galaxy. She's our good friend, Holly Wade. Welcome back.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Holly, as you know, I've been reporting on the NFIB Index, your handiwork, for over 20 years.
And that's amazing. It's great.
And every month for over 20 years. So I have a little perspective on what's going on in the world while you guys are putting this thing together retroactively. I mean, this is last month's sentiment, folks. Obviously, research means somebody said it yesterday or the week before. So this particular one, having taken it in February, as the coronavirus was swirling around us, this, as you put this thing on paper, the results, and seeing what's happening today, this had to be one of the most interesting times for you. What do you think?
It was. So when we published it and sent it out on Tuesday, it felt like a bit of a disconnect from what we saw in February to when we're sending it out in March. You know,
it reminded me of the September October 2008 reports.
Exactly, and I was here during that time too, and it feels very similar. Mm-hmm. With one report, everything's going well, and the other report, everything is falling apart. Although we're in the field right now asking small business owners for the March report. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling it's going to look very different than this. But February, it was another good month. It was 104.5. Our average historical 46-year average is 98, to give some perspective. And things are looking good. Things were looking good in February. So going into this pandemic disruption of the coronavirus, they are going into it in good shape, strong, and hopefully that will help defray some of the disruptions that many will feel. But we are starting to hear from our members about slower sales, supply chain, mm-hmm. chain disruptions, and things like that. So it's starting to creep into the small business economy and impact small business owners across the country.
Well, the supply chain thing is the biggest thing that I'm concerned about. Because if we start having drop-offs in number of infections, and you know, if it doesn't get that bad in the United States like it has in Europe and China, if we're able to staunch this thing a little bit, and in a couple of months we've turned it around, which I think is a strong possibility, that still won't help. That won't make things come across the ocean faster from China. And the one thing that I'm going to say about this, Holly, and you've heard me say this before, and Bill and I talked about this, Dr. Duckerberg and I talked about this. I've been talking about it for over a decade, and that is one of the silver linings of what happened in 2008 was that in the succeeding decade, what I call the lost decade for small business, for Main Street, those companies mm-hmm. that survived became so financially stronger than ever before. Our balance sheets, our cash flow is better today than it's ever been. And I think what you said a minute ago is something that people are underestimating and underappreciating how much Main Street is going to help us recover from this. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, profits have been really strong over the last number of years. And so going into this, they do have some cushion. You know, we haven't seen an increase in regular borrowing, which we would have thought would have happened in the recovery. But the primary source of financing for expanding your business is profits.
Right.
So profits
retained
are good going into this, and hopefully
capital.
That will help.
Yeah,
it is. Profits, earnings, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and while it does have some remnants of 2008, because there isn't the housing component to it this time, hopefully after we get through this, things will ramp up rather quickly.
I want to talk about the credit when we come back. I want to jump over a couple of the others just for a minute. We come back, talk about the credit, and tie it into what the president said last night in his speech. 22, right back with Holly Wade. She's with the NFIB. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.